say, look, you know what that is? Huh? The caterpillar turns into a butterfly. The very hungry caterpillar for my sister Krista. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and caught out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. Where's the caterpillar? Where's the caterpillar? He started to look for some food. What am I going to do this time? On Monday, he ate only one apple. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he still was hungry. See the apple? Watch your pig. He went through the apple. Because he ate it, because he was hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he still was hungry. See two pears? One, two. One. Look. See? You see that? See the hole? On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he still was hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he still was hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he still was hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one sausage and one lemon. That night, he had a stomach ache. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. Wow. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly.
Okay, great.
This is nice. This is a nice book.
Oh, wait. Did you even look at this book with your mom?
Okay, cat and dog.
Wow.
Well, that first, like a really we're going to nice do that book after. Come on.
Yeah, I promise. You'll get to play with them after.
I need some.
Cat and dog. Who walks out through the back door? Who walks to the cat down the garden? Who walks tiptoe along the wall? Who jumps down into the alley? Who goes scritch-scratch against the fence? Who walks tall tail between the bottles? Yeah. Recognize the caterpillar from the other book in here. Well, we're going to look at this now. We already did that one. I thought you wanted to see what was in the bag. I'm surprised. Okay, put that up there and we'll finish reading that. Okay. Who walks tall tale between the bottles? Who should watch out round the corner? Cat. Watch out, cat. Dog. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap round the corner? Dog. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap round the corner between the bottles getting closer? Dog. Because the dog is taking a cat. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap down the alley? Getting closer, getting closer. Dog. Snip snap, jump cat. Jump dog. Who falls back? Do you know? Dog. Along the wall, who walks tiptoe? Up the garden, who walks pit-a-pat? Through the back door, who comes back? Softly, safely,
cat. Wow. Tiffany, do you have a favorite book of your own you'd like your mom to read you?
No.
Go get one of your books.
You don't have a favorite book?
Yeah,
would you like your mom to read you?
After one more book?
Well, how about this? How about this? We get you and your mom to do one more thing, and then you can play with the toy.
Right.
Do you think?
Get one of your favorite books.
We also have the elicited report. Do you want to try that after the toy play, maybe?
Oh, what?
The elicited report, just where we have her tell us about something the two of you have done together. Okay.
Baby Pig, the Living Doll. This is a Muppet Baby book.
Oh, okay.
This is our one from McDonald's.
Okay.
It was a great day in the nursery. Baby Piggy, Baby Kermit, Baby Animal, and Baby Fozzie watched the rain. We need something to do, said Fozzie. Me go play with dolls, said Animal. Bye. I know, said Piggy to Fozzie and Kermit. Let's play house. I'll be the mommy and Kermit will be the daddy and Fozzie will be the baby. Now, baby, said Piggy, it's chilly out. You have to wear your bonnet. But I look stupid in this bonnet, Piggy, said Fozzie. Don't argue, said Piggy, and call me mommy. What shall we make for dinner? Wife, asked Kermit, setting the tea table. Lovely stew with dumplings on top, husband dear. Wait, I'm not finished. And you have to eat everything on your plate. It's good for you, said Piggy. Kermit and Fozzie looked at each other and gulped. Looks like mud with rocks on top to me, said Kermit. This stew needs a little something, said Piggy. I'll look for some pepper. It was dark in the closet and a little spooky. Baby Piggy felt a chill. She couldn't see any pepper. Suddenly the floor shook, then it shook again and again. And whatever was shaking, the floor was coming closer. Beep, bop, boom, boom, thunder, a huge voice. Me want doll, here I come. A tremendous face appeared at the closet door and looked at Piggy curiously. Who are you? Rumbled the giant in a deep, slow voice. Piggy could only stare at him. The giant picked Piggy up and hugged her very carefully. He grinned happily. His teeth were as big as stepping stones. You better than my dolls, he cried. Let's play castle. You can be the princess and I'll be, giant. First, me have to dress you up, said the giant. Here, your little hat. Now you a princess. Princess, honey, Porcelina. But I don't want to be a princess. I want to go home, said Piggy.
Who was that, Mommy?
The giant. You're my very own princess, said the giant in a very final way. Time for lunch, sang the giant. We having soup. Yum, good. He fed Piggy a big spoonful of the awful brown salt.
Washington.
Well, that's for the babies, the high kids. No.
Yum.
No, it's not broke. That's the high kids, the babies put it. You've gotten one when you put it. It's time for lunch, sang the giant. We having stew. Yum, good. He fed Piggy a big spoonful of the awful brown block. Eat all up, said the giant. It's good for you. Time for nap now, poor Selina, the giant said. The giant carried her up several flights of winding stone stairs until they reached a tiny tower room at the very top of the castle. The giant tucked her in, sang her a lullaby, and left, locking the huge wooden door behind him. As soon as he was gone, Piggy sprang out of bed. How was she going to get out of there? She ran to the window, but it was much too high off the ground. In the distance, coming over the hill, she saw two small figures. They came closer until at last they stopped at the foot of the tower and looked up. I'm Sir Kermalot, called the knight, and this is my trusty squire, Bosworth. Are you a lady in distress? That's right, Mr. Knight, said Piggy. Can you help me get out of here? Certainly, said Sir Kermalot. But how? I have an idea, said Piggy. Could you get me a box of pepper? No problem, said the brave knight. He was off in a flash and back in 10 minutes with the pepper. In another minute, he and the trusty Bosworth had hoisted it up to Piggy's window. Soon Piggy heard the key turn in her door. Quickly, she hid the box. Dinner time, poor Selina, announced the giant. He picked her up gently and carried her downstairs to the kitchen. Giant set two plates full of the usual brown stuff out on the table. Piggy waited, gathering with all her courage until the right moment. At last it came. The giant looked away, and in that instant, Piggy quickly dumped all the pepper onto his stool. Yum, he said. Smells good, but in a second his nose began to twitch. Achoo, sneezed the giant. Now when a giant sneezes, it's not like a sneeze that you or I sneeze. When a giant sneezes, it makes the wind blow all over the world. And when this giant sneezed, baby Piggy flew right out the window. The wind lifted up Sir Kermalot and Bosworth, who were waiting outside. It blew all three of them away as the giant called, "Come back and play!" They blew over fields and towns and cities until they flew right back to the nursery. Fozzie, Kermie, said baby Piggy, maybe we shouldn't play house anymore right now. Does that mean I can take off this dumb bonnet, asked Fozzie, and no mud stew for dinner? Added Kermit. No bonnet, said Piggy, and definitely no mud stew. I wouldn't even feed that to my dolls. The end.
It's a long story, huh?